Shilana Ravan Gitan Nasarva Tevesi Topshin Lamatas, January 9, 1979, Tuesday.
Now, how do we fasten? So, the Mechaber in Simen Shin Bo, Shin Zion. Simen Shin Zayin Sifei Dovo Sheini Melochev in Yosal Asis Bishabes Elo Mishim Shvus Mutel in Yisroel Eimal in Yehudi Lasis Bishabes Vihu Sheyye Shom Mikzas Chayli Vez Rosh Rambam O Yehye Tzorich Lidovo Tzerech Harbe O Yim Pli Mitzvo Keitza Eimer Yisroel in Yehudi Bishabes Lalis Bilo Lo Vishayfa Mitkiyat Kiyas Mitzvo O Lo Vimayim Derechot Shol Yehye Vulichit Vea Mitztoyah. So in other words, so the first Loshon Mechaber, Simen Shin Zayin, is like the Shita of the Rif in the Rambam. That Amir Linochi, in Loche the Raisi, is also in Mokim Mitzvah. Even Binkei Mitzvah Smile. But Amir Linochi in Shvus, in Mokim Mitzvah, and Mitzvah, not Dafke Mile, is Mitzvah. V'yesh Eisrin, so that's the Yesh Eisrin, that's the Shita of Teisves, and the Rambam. In other words, they say that it's only muter. Amir linochin ishvus is only muter l'tzirach mitzvah smile because mitzvah smile itself is a Shabbos, but l'tzirach mitzvah acheres now. So the Mechaber mentions today is now. Then he says, "Will we come and sing simen tov kuf bezayin posak lahat." In other words, so the Ramor makes the comment that even though the Mechaber here mentions a Shita of Yesh Eisrin, that the Shita of Teisves and the Ramban, but in Simen Tov Kuf Pizayin is Machriya like the Shita of the Rizin Ramban. That Amir Alinochi in Ishvus is Mutabim came any mitzvah, not after Mitzvah Smil. Oh. So then he says, Vayim Liyil, Simen Reisha Invov, the Yesh Makilin Afil Loche the Raisi. So that writes. So, the Mechaber, even though in Simen Shin Zayin, he paskins, he mentions two days, but the Achroye of the Mechaber, the Ika Shita, is like the first Loshon, which is the Shita Sarim from the Rambam, and this is, in Simen Tov Kuf Zayin, is Machria like that, that Amir Linochi is Muta for any mitzvah in Ishus, but in Melochet Raisa it's also, even for Mile. That's the Pesach of the Mechaber. Now, how does the Ramo pasken? So he says, "Va'ayin leil simen reishayim bo." Now let's see what the Rambam says in simen reishayim bo. In simen reishayim bo, in the Agudas Rambam, Siv Beis, the Rambam says, "Yeshemrim di muter leimar leyudi." Lehadlik leineir misuda Shabbos mishum disvirlei dimuter amirlei yudi afilo bimochet mure bimochet mitzvah. That ran seif perik hablazad mila b'shem leito. That's the shita of the balit. So the Rambo mentions the biggest kule too, the shita of the balit, that amir alinochi in melochet reise is muter bimkein any mitzvah, but. So he says, does he pass like that? Shall pize noagu rabim lehoki bidovo litzave israel yehudi lehadlik neireis litzirach sude bifrat bisudas chasino imilet veimeiche biyodo v'yeish lehachmir bimokim sheitzir ergodim dorim apeiskim chilkin al zvor ezu. So the Ramo doesn't pass normally. He passes that we cannot rely on the shite of the Balito, because the Balito is a yochid. The Aluches Diles himself is chelikan the Balito. The Aluches Diles is only matir amir linochim lochid raise b'mkei mitzvah smile. But b'mkei any other mitzvah, the Aluches Diles is not matir. So the Balito is the only rishi who is matir. Who is matir. Amir linochim in melochid raise, any melochid raise. Even the Meloche the Reise of Maise Shabbos, because if the Meloche the Reise is not a Maise Shabbos, so then there is another sheet. Then there is the sheet of Rabbi Yehine, that is also mad. But in a Meloche the Shabbos, Meloche the Reise that is Maise Shabbos, like cooking, baking, so the Balito is the only one that is Machi. The Balito is the only one that is Machi. So the Mele, we have to paskin like Chof Poskin. But be mocking Tzera Godel, so then the Ramah says we can rely on the Balito Shite because of Kedayu Reb Shimon Lismechol B'Shas Atchad. So that's the psak of the Ramah, that normally we are not Matia, Amir Linochin Melochet Raisi. But we mock him to your God. Masha'inkin, Amir Linochin Ishvus, then even Shaloi we mock him to your God. We mock him Mitzvah. So we are not. That's the psak of Ramah. Now, Teisa Siyah mentioned, the Gemore in Pinera, how we look at the Shtapach Mime, also we come in the Rove, Omalu will be Shaila Lime, Itzriche Nechaim, Itzriche Nechaim Alei, Agavim, Vilcheire Mashma, Dibiyem Amile Hoyo, Che Yotzriche Nechamine, Kidei Limole, Vikeidem Amile, Vikeidem Amile, Die lager abile misuken. Now, so the pashtus aloshen of teisus, even though it's not so clear, but the pashtus aloshen of teisus is that teisus applies the gemore of ahu yinuke the ishtapach mime to the mayim of kedem abile, not to the mayim of lager. In other words, when do we say from that Gemara it appears that it cannot be done al the Yisrael, only al the Nochim, and even according to Aloches Leilashim that he explains in the Shaila Yime Yitzrich and Nechaim Le'agavime, so it's only because of the Nekoach Nefesh of the mother, but not because of the Tinek. So mainly we can be Malve Bishvil HaTinek too, but because of the Tinik himself, because of the Mila himself, we couldn't be Michal Shabbos. Yisroel couldn't do any loch. He couldn't do any loch. So from Teisus it's Mashma, Teisus says, Vikeidem Amila Hoyo. So the Pashtus Alosh of Vikeidem Amila Hoyo means that this Gemara tells us the story that the Chmime of Keidem Amila spilled out. Because Bisman Chazal, so the practice was that before a tinek was nimeil, so the tinek was bathed in ham before the mile to prevent an infection, and then after the mile again the tinek was bathed. Today we don't have to resort to it because we have all kinds of antiseptics, but without these antiseptics, so it would be sakonik to be male tinek without bathing him first and without bathing him after the mile. So, from the Pashtus Aloshen of Teisus, it's Mashma, that which water was spilled out, the water that had to be, in which the Tinek had to be bathed prior to it. Now, there is a machlekes between the Balamoye and the Rambam. The Balamoye on Shabbos says, thank you. Now, so of course, if the chmine that is used if before the mile of the tinek is spilled out, then of course you cannot be mechal Shabbos, because heating water in order to bathe the tinek, what is it? That's machshirin she'ef shalasei som erev Shabbos, because that could be prepared, but it's spilled out, so that's not the Shabbos. So there is no shaila that if the chmime of the kedem mile is spilled out before the mile, so mele we cannot be mechal Shabbos and heat the water. The question is, the machlekes between the Balamoyer and the Ramban is in regard to the case where let's say the father of the tinek prepared two tubs of warm water before Shabbos, two tubs of warm water, and then one tub was to be used in bathing the tinek before the mile, and another tub of warm water was to be used in bathing the tinek after the mile. Now, one tub of water spilled out, and the tinek before the mile. But we have enough water to be mounted in, to bathe the tinek before the mile. So the Ramban shita is, all we have to do is to go ahead with the mile. After all, we have one tub of water, so we can bathe the tinek, and then we proceed with the mile. And after the mile, so it's because nevesh. So then, it's not, we don't have to resort to the deiche of mile, that mile should be deiche Shabbos, but then we have the tchiye of pikach nevesh. So when does the Gemara say, how you look at the shtapach mine, so you have to find ways, al dinochi or in Israel, according to Alochas Deiles, but only al di ribu, otherwise not, that is, if the mile, if the water that has to be used in bathing the teenage before the mile was spilled out, so mele we have no heter to boil water in order to bathe the teenage before the mile, because that's machshirin, she'ef shalasei som erev Shabbos. But if we have water to bathe the tinek before the mile, but we don't have water to bathe the tinek after the mile, then we bathe the tinek in the water that we have, and then we proceed with the mile, and after the mile we boil water. So in a few minutes you can have warm water, because then it will be the pikach nefesh that will be the yichadisa bishlo of Shabbos, not the mile. This is what Ramban says. But now, the Ramban is in the Chidushim. It's not in the Melchames, it's in the Chidushim. That Kuf Lamed Aleph. The Shabbos. אבל יש לי בחם סופק אם היו לי חמים כדי רחיצה של לפני מילה. If he has enough water to bathe the tinek before me, ואין לי כדי רחיצה שלי או של אחר מילה, but he doesn't have water to bathe the tinek after the מילה, אוי שנשתף פה חמים שאין לי חמור מכם מילה. Suppose he prepared two tubs of water and one tub of water spilled out, but one tub of water is still there, so we can use that water in bathing the tinek before the mile. Shadi eime, reichatzineise. So he says, his psak is, reichatzineise, we take the water that we have, and we bathe the tinek. Umolineise, and then we amal the tinek. Sheikha machshim in deich eklum, v'achashemol, after we amal the tinek, then there is the problem of pikuach nefesh of the tinek. So we are allowed to boil water after the mile in order to save the life of the tinek. V'achas shemol ha'arei kam sakonis nefoshes shedirche Shabbos v'neim rimtitche mile kidei shalo ilo hovi yisali sakone v'nitche Shabbos. Because that's the shite of the Balamoya. Elo mila atzmo deiche Shabbos v'sakonis nefoshes name deiche v'eim mitzvah olo shaito she'il litche smilo mipnitche Shabbos she'yobel acham ekam mipnitche sakonis. So that's the shita of the Ramban. The Balamoyer. So why does the Gemara say The Gemara say that if I look in the Shtatach Mile, so you had to find for devices how to get warm water, because there the Gemara tells us of the case where the water that had to be used in bathing the tinnik before the Mile spilled out. So then there is no heter to do it on the Yisrael Manish, because it's machshiri shef shal asis omer of Shabbos. But the Balamoyer says as follows. Kosov of Yibzal. Then the Balamoyer is on the Gemara and the Reed and that Kuflam. Kosov of Yibzal. Bihil Zalochitz. Machitzines hakoton ki dalke bein lifnei amile bein lachar amile. Bein lichamim shiruchamu b'Shabbos bein lichamim shiruchamu mer of Shabbos. Velohoy olimei makach. Elokach. Machitzines hakoton ki dalke lifnei amile. בחמים שהוא חמום מערב שבס ולאחר מילה אם נשפחו חמים שלהי מחמים לחמים אב בשבס מפני שסכון אולי והוא שנשפחו לאחר מילה אבל נשפחו קדם מילה המילה נתחס ולה שבס נתחס. So he says, so the Balamoye is masika from the Andarit, because from the Rif's Loshin it's mashma, he uses in general Loshin מחיץ נסקות כדרכי בין לפני המילה בין לאחר המילה בין בחמים שהוא חמור בשבס בין בחמים שהוא חמור מערב שבס בחמור שער שבס. So it's משמע that we can be מחמים בשבס also, and it doesn't limit it. So he says no, when is it מותר to be מחמים חמים לאחר המילה, if at the time of the milah he had water, and he had water, he had enough water, but just a minute after the milah, somehow the water spilled out. So naturally at the time, so there is no other alternative except to boil water to save the life of the child. But if before the milah the water that has to be used after the milah spilled out, so then the milah is nitchas. So the mirror is different. So this is what he says. V'rayeli dovo ma'i yinuke nishtapach mime. So what does the Ramban say? The Ramban says, ahu yinuke nishtapach mime. It's reference to the case where the water that had to be used in bathing the baby before the mirror is filled out. Masheike, if we have water to bathe the baby before the mirror, or the baby was already bathed before the mirror, and we are about to start the mile, and then the water that had to be used after the mile is filled out, so we proceed with the mile, and then we boil. This is what Ramban says. So there is a machlek. Now, the usual pshat that is given in the Balamoya is that Balamoya Shite, there are a number of achayim who say that the machlekes between the Balamoyer and the Ramban is on the question as to whether a person is allowed to bring himself into a situation of being forced to be deiche Shabbos because of the kachnash. So the Ramban shit is, it's not osir for one to bring himself into a situation of being michal Shabbos because of the kachnash. So that's why the Ramban says, if the tinnik was already bathed in water prior to the meal, and then just as the male was preparing himself to be mal the tinnik, the water of after the meal is filled out. So the Ramban says, we tell the male, go ahead, and after the meal we boil water. But by being mal, he puts himself into a situation, or he puts other Jews into a situation that they will have to be Michal Shabbos. So there is nothing wrong with that, because when they will be Michal Shabbos, they will be Michal Shabbos, they'll even be kind of mitzvah with that Chal Shabbos, because that will be indispensable for the soul of the child. So what's wrong with being Maldatinik, even though as a result of being Maldatinik, so a certain Jew will have to be Michal Shabbos. He'll have to be Michal Shabbos, they had that. But the Balamoya Shitin is not that one is not allowed to put himself into a situation where he'll be forced later to be Michal Shabbos, even though the Chil Shabbos later will be there. So now, as a result, so if the baby was bathed already in water, And as the mayor was getting ready to make the mile, so the water of Lachar HaMile spilled out, so we tell the mayor, stop, don't be mal, because if you are mal, you put us into a situation of being Mechal Shabbos. Even though it will be had there, we are not allowed Lechatchile to put ourselves into such a situation, according to Balaamah. That's the usual Shabbos during Balaamah. But if that is the Pshita of the Balaamah, then there is such a Shita Sarashim. That's the Shita of the Tashbats. That's the Shita of the Tashbats. The Shita of the Tashbats is that in Mila Shalom Pizmano, you cannot be Mal. You cannot be mal on Thursday. On Thursday or on Friday. In other words, you have to be mal on Wednesday. Wednesday is the last day of the week when you can be mal in Mila Shalom Yisman. Why? Because the Gemara says that by Yim HaShlishi, so it's a sakone for the Tinik. So we have to be Mechal Shabbos for the Tinik. And this is true, I mean, of all operations. I mean, Mila is hardly an operation, I mean, but this is true of all operations, that the third day after an operation happens to be, even today, the most critical day. More critical than the second day, than the first day, and the second day. So Mila, if one is mal, if one will be mal, in Mila shall be mal. On Thursday, so Shabbos will be, the third day, within the third Nisles. So the Mele, you'll have to be Michal Shabbos. So the Sheet of the Tashbats is that Mile Shalom is Mano, we cannot be Mal on Thursday or Friday. So why? Even though Mile Shalom is Mano is also in Mitzvah Seder Raise, but since Mile Shalom is Mano is Nadir Shabbos, so the Mele, we cannot even be Mal on Thursday and Friday, because he'll put himself into a situation of being forced to be Mechal Shabbos and Shabbos. Even though it's better. That's the Shita of the Tashbats. But most Rishayim are chenik on that Shita. Now, so we could say, maybe the Shita of the Balaamah is like the Shita of the Tashbats. No, but we couldn't say that the Shita of the Balaamah is like the Shita of the Tashbats. Because there is a braise in at the end of the first period. I mean, we learned it here in the Shulchan Aruch. So that the machligim bisvino pochus mishlishi yomim kilim haShabbos. The machligim bisvino pochus mishlishi yomim kilim haShabbos. But if nizdamli, but le mitzvah, so he can be machlig bisvino even erev Shabbos. So only the shoots we cannot be machlig, but le mitzvah he can be machlig even erev Shabbos. So there are six pshutim. Now, why? Is it osir within 3 days of Shabbos to be machlig b'svino? So that's six pshatim. Now I don't want to go over the six pshatim. I mentioned it when we learned after the minyan. So the six different pshatim. But the pshat of the Rif and the Rambam is because of Enik Shabbos. Because most people, when they start sailing on the sea, so they are seasick. And they vomit, you know, and they have tzak, they have pain. And that's inconsistent with Enik Shabbos. To vomit, to have pain on Shabbos. So the Mele, if it's not with Tzirach Mitzvah, so one is not allowed to sail, to be mafrit bisvino, Erev Shabbos, or even Thursday. Why? Because he will be seasick on Shabbos. So we will not have any Shabbos. But if it's Bar Mitzvah, so the Bar Mitzvah is Deichad Enik Shabbos. Is Deichad Enik Shabbos. That's the Pshat of the Rif and the Rambam. Then there are other Pshatim, but the Pshat of the Balaamah is, that why is they Matlig in Bisvino, Poras Mishlei Sheyomim Kilma Shabbos? Because we are not, the Gemara is not dealing with today's practice, when you have a non-Jewish captain and he drives the boat. So in other words, the Gemara is dealing with small boats where the Jew himself is sailboat. So he himself has to drive it. So Mele on Shabbos you'll have to do all kinds of miloche. But that will be beheter. That will be beheter. Because that will be beheter because it's pikuach nefesh. You can't. You have to proceed with the voyage on the sea. Otherwise, you can become. You can sink. So it's pikuach nefesh. But so within 3 days, the price says, according to Amoyas Pshat, it's also the machlis misvino with varoshus, because he's machlis himself into a tree of pikuach nefesh. But with bar mitzvah, the price says, it's muter. With bar mitzvah, it's muter. So, why is it muter with bar mitzvah? Why is it muter with bar mitzvah? Because with bar mitzvah, because it's, if it is litzerach mitzvah, it's muta to be machmes yourself into a tree of pikuach nefesh. In other words, it's only yourself litzerach hoshus to be machmes yourself into a tree of pikuach nefesh. But litzerach mitzvah, it's muta to be machmes yourself into a tree of pikuach nefesh. Now, really, certainly mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that is deicha Shabbos. But machshir and shefshua, it's a merav Shabbos, it's not deicha Shabbos. But it's certainly a mitzvah, and the mitzvah the reise. So still, the Balamoya says that if the chamim of the achar amile was spilled out before the mile, even though the tinik was already bathed in the chamim of kelim amile, so he's not allowed. The male is not allowed to be malde child, because as a result of being malde child, he'll be machnis himself into a tree of pikuach nefesh. But b'mokem mitzvah, the Balamoya himself says that we are allowed to be machnis yourself into a tree of pikuach nefesh. That's the kashuv. So obviously the pshat of Balamoya is not that he agrees with the shita and the tashbats that it's oser to be machnis oneself into a tree of pikuach nefesh even b'mokem mitzvah. That's the shita of the tashbat. But the Balamoya shita is it's oser to be machnis oneself into a tree of pikuach nefesh mitzirach hoshus, but mitzirach mitzvah it's muta to be machnis oneself into a tree of pikuach nefesh. So why does he say that in the chamim of lachar amile spilled out before the mile, but after the tinik was bathed in the chamim of kelim amile, so then he's not allowed to be mal the child? Why not? What's wrong? Let him be mal, and then it will be pikuach nefesh, but he will bring himself into a situation of being forced to be Mechal Shabbos on account of Pikach Nefesh. But that's because of a mitzvah, mitzvah smile. So Mimele, the Balamoya himself says that Bimokim mitzvah, one is allowed to be machlis himself into a tree of Pikach Nefesh. So obviously the Pshat in Balamoya is something else. What is the Pshat in Balamoya? Now, actually I just want to mention two agdomes. One is, there is a Gemore, two Gemores in Yevamos. One Gemore is in Yevamos, Daf Samach Dalet, on the base. כי עושה רב יצרוק וייסי פה מראו בהווה קמיד רב יחנה בקנישת דמוי ועוז הקייץ ועם הכיפורים שחל ליז בשבס and then a certain woman had a child and the eighth day was עם הכיפורים שחל ליז בשבס. Now really is דרך השבס דרך עם כיפה, but that woman, that the mother of that teenage who had whose Yema Shmini was in a Kippur Shalit Shabbos, so she had two children before, and the two children died from the milk. So according to Rebbe, so two is a chazok. So in other words, so if the mishpoche, two children in a certain mishpoche died from the milk, so that creates a suffix, maybe mile is fatal for the child. In other words, that could mean that the members of that family are born with hemophilia. So mile is could be fatal for such a child, according to Rebbe. So it's Bolifonov, Omalo, the third child, So the Yom HaShmini was Yom Kippur. Omalo lichi umeili. So in other words, so that you can be mad. Omalo Abaye choze dikoshris yisure visakam. So in other words, so he said, no, you cannot do it. Why? Because according to Rebbe, two times is a chazoke. So in Mele, you're not allowed, since two children of hers died from the Mele, so it's because nefesh is sakone for the tinik to be mali. So in Mele, you join isur and sakamte. So Rashi said as follows. In other words, two isurim yareide, if you are mal the tinik. One is isur of chazoke. Shim chazoke b'shnei pomi v'ashlishi nitel nitchis b'meno havo mile sholei b'zmano v'inidei ches ha-shabas. So first of all, it's an aveira to be mal the child because you endanger the life of the child. That's one aveira. Misakin the child. And then you are aveir a niser of miloche of Shabbos and Yimakipuri. Here it was both. Why? So Rashi explains it. Inasmuch as the pikuach nefesh of the tinek is deicha the mitzvah's mile, so mele the mile does not have a din of mile bismano. So it has a din of mile shaloi bismano. And mile shaloi bismano is not deicha Shabbos. Only mile bismano is deicha Shabbos. So what's the pshat in mile bismano? Mile bismano means that time is of the essence. That it's a must. It's imperative that the child should be nimble today. Bayim Hashmini, it's imperative that the child should be nimble Bayim Hashmini. But if there is pikuach nefesh, if there is a sakone involved in the mile, so the mile it's not time is not of the essence because you're not allowed to be mal anyway. So time is not of the essence because of the sakone. So the mile, if you are mal, so it's not only your river and iser of the samid al dam reacho because you endanger the life of the tinei. But Yarim Mei Verdiisa of Lisasa Komoloch. Because even though, I mean, it goes without saying, suppose someone is Mali child that is a Misu. He's not allowed to be Mali. Does it mean that he was not Mikhail and Mrs. Mille just because he did something wrong? No, of course he's Mikhail and Mrs. Mille. But the kiyum mitzvah smile is not dicha Shabbos. Only the mitzvah bismano, mile bismano is dicha Shabbos. So when is it considered mile bismano if time is of the essence? If it's imperative that the child should be nimble today. But if time is not of the essence, when it's not imperative, on the contrary, when it's also to be mal the child, so mele it's like mile shaloi bismano. So if it's mile shaloi bismano, it's not dicha Shabbos. So mele is a mechal Shabbos. So that's one you saw. That when, if a male is mal, a child, that is a misukin. So if he does it on Shabbos, he is in Chal Shabbos. That's one. Now then, there is another Gemara. That I'm raising in Bobbis. The Gemara says, Omar Rav Pop, Hilkan. Now the Gemara says that Koleisan Avoyim Shono that I invade of Dao. Koleisan Avoyim Shono Shohoyu Yisroel Bimidbo Loinosh Olem Ruach Tzvis. And because of that, so the Jews, the Israelites in the Midbo did not mount their children in the Avoyim Shono. Because in the Midbo there was no Ruach Tzvis. So the Mele it was Isakone to be mal child. So they won't mal pikuach nefesh. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Pope, Hilkach yimidi v'yimidi shute, lo'y mal limon bei. In other words, so on a cloudy day, and on a rainy day, so then, it's isakone to be mal child. On a cloudy day and on a rainy day. I suppose that this is reference to a case where the child is not in a heated home. But if it is in a heated home, so then it doesn't matter. But the Gemara says, why? Because it's sakon. And the loim sachinam bay. In other words, you cannot have any hakozes dam. You cannot have any Hakodesh Dam. Ve'yidne didro shebi rabim shima psoim hashem. But today, that everybody is accustomed to be mal a child, to be mal a child on any day, no matter what the weather is, even if it's cloudy and rainy. So then it's muta to be mal, because shima psoim hashem. So that's the halacha. The Gemara mentions shima psoim hashem regarding something that is not a real sofik sakonim, but only a chosher chaykov sakonim. And if it's doshe b'rabim, so it's muta. In other words, it doesn't mean that if it will be doshe b'rabim to commit suicide, so to jump down from the fourth floor, that it will be muta. Only when it's a chosher chaykov sakonim, something that involves a remote risk, not a real sofik sakonim. So, in Kolatere Kule, it's not even considered Tzofik, because we rely on God, we rely on Chazoke, and so on. But, by Khmira Sakamte Misure, we have to be Cheshish, Hishomelcho, Shmir Nafshicho. So the Rambam says, Tzorich Li Zoya Bidoro Yofe Yofe. So we have to be Cheshish even for Rechosher Cheikh of Sakone. So if there is Rechosher Cheikh of Sakone, and is Doshe Birabi, so we may So Mimele, there is a heter of Shema Psoimash. Now, so the ritual Yivomes and Mukiese mentions that in the name of the ritual. Pirko. Oyin de avino mitzvah samile ben biyem biyve ben biyem bishute dosh berabim shim efsoy mashi. Because of our ritva zal bishim rabbi zal, mikam demande li boyel li mima o biyem biyve ho reshuz biyode vishapi robat dilo li mismach al shim efsoy. Vio adi shol yorou shol yomil bishabes kishumun. So the ritva says that even before the rabbi was doshu, so then it was also to be mali child, b'yeme d'shite b'yeme d'ur. Because even though it's echshosh rechikov sakone, but even echshosh rechikov sakone is deiche kolat yerekot. Enei b'chen b'kach nefesh acharot. So b'mele it was also. Now that everybody is accustomed to be mal, and in any weather, so maybe if he wants to be mal the child, he can. But suppose the father says, I'm afraid, I don't want to be mal the child on a rainy day. There is a remote possibility that his life will be endangered, the life of the child. So maybe he is allowed. So he can postpone it. So what's the child? So we see that Shein Apsoim Hashem does not imply that it's no sakon. Shein Apsoim Hashem is a heter. Not that there is no sakone. Sakone there is, even though people are accustomed to do it. For what is the heter of those who keep on smoking, and even Bnei Yeshiva who keep on smoking? So the only possible heter would be that they rely on the fact that they are psoim. So mele, there is a loch of shame of psoim Hashem. But it doesn't mean that the fact that everybody does it, so that eliminates the sakone altogether. No, Shein Apsoim Hashem does not imply that there is no sakone. Sakone there is, but what kind of a sakone? A remote possibility of sakone. A remote sakone. So without Doshe B'Rabi, if it hadn't been a universal practice to smoke, so anybody who would smoke would be very loved the raise of Ishamel Choshme Lavshim. Because of the fact that it's Doshe B'Rabim, I don't know whether it's still Doshe B'Rabim, but assuming that it's still Doshe B'Rabim, so there is a heter. So there is no iser of Ishamel Choshme Lavshim. But the Shein Apsoim Hashem does not eliminate the sakone. Shein Apsoim Hashem is only a heter. It's a license to be machlis yourself in a remote danger. If it's Doshe B'Rabim. if he's not Shebechavim. But he doesn't eliminate the Sakana. So Mimele, he says, so the Ritva says, Mikan, Mando, he boiling me with me bell. Be aim at the Ibe or shoot me your day. Vishapir of me, the Lima Mismach al Shem of Sodom. But if somebody doesn't want to be Malishayel, he says, I'm Cheshish for a remote Sakana. Even though I'm allowed, but I'm Cheshish for a remote Sakana, for the Shoshan Chinti Sakana. So he doesn't have to be Mal. So in other words, so he can be Deichem Miladizman. This is what the Ritva says. And then he says another deal. But if the Yimashmini happens to be Meisachel on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Meisachel, so then if he doesn't want to be mal the child in the Yemen, he should be Yemen, he doesn't have to. Because Pikoach Nefesh it is. Since in Eilchim Pikoach Nefesh Acharov, so even a remote danger is Deichem Kolatirkol. But there is a heter, if he wants to be mal, he can be mal. But he doesn't have to. So Shin Absoim is only heter. It doesn't imply that there is no sakonik. But if they happen to be on Shabbos and it's a rainy day, a cloudy day, so then he's not allowed to be mal. Why? So we see from this ritual, we see a certain aloha. We see a certain aloha that where there is pikuach nefesh, and pikuach nefesh is deich kolatir kule. So even though it's shein apsoim Hashem, but shein apsoim Hashem does not imply that there is no pikuach nefesh. It is pikuach nefesh. We see a certain aloha that where there is pikuach nefesh, and pikuach nefesh is deich kolatir kule. So even though it's shein apsoim Hashem, but shein apsoim Hashem does not imply that there is no pikuach nefesh. It is pikuach nefesh. But shein apsoim Hashem is a license. It's a heter to be machmis yourself into a remote zakon. But in pikuach nefesh it is. So memele the mitzvah smile is nitches. So I am not mechuyev to be mal. If I am not mechuyev to be mal, so memele if I am mal, so then I am Echal Shabbos. I am Echal Shabbos. Why? Because this Gemara, but that the Gemara says, Koshris is Surah Bisakamke. In other words, when the mother had a child that was Nimel, and it was a Sakone to be Mal the child, because there are two cases of children in that family who died Machmas the Mile. So Mimele, if you are Mal and you keep her, such a child, so you are Mechal and you keep her also, the Gemara says. Why? Because since it's Pikuach Nefesh, and Pikuach Nefesh is Deichet the Mitzvah of Mile, so it's not Mile Bismano. Mile Bismano means that it's a must. You must be Mal today. You cannot postpone it till tomorrow. You must be Mal the child on the eighth day. So that's Mile Bismano. But if for some reason there is no imperative in being Mal on the eighth day, because there is a Choshe Rechet of Sakone, even though there is no Isa in endangering the Tinek, in that Choshe Rechet. But since it's not obligatory, so it's not Mila Bismano. So if it's not Mila Bismano, so Mele is in Chal Shabbos if he's Mano. Because only Mila Bismano is the Shabbos. Mila Shaloi Bismano is not the Shabbos. What's the definition of Mila Bismano? Mila Bismano is only if it's a mass, if it's imperative that he should be mal on the eighth day. But if it's not an imperative that he should be mal on the eighth day, so then it's like Mila Shaloim is mal. It's like the mil on the ninth day. What's the yiches of the eighth day over and above the ninth day? Because it's a must that he should be mal. But if the pikuach nefesh is deiche, so it's not a must. So mimele, he's a mechal Shabbos also. That we see from this week. Now, the Machmir Yisrael that was written by Chofetz Chaim as a small contrast for the Jewish soldiers in the Russian army, it's a wonderful chida. So he discusses a certain child. Suppose now in the Russian army, so they did not exempt the Jewish soldiers from the regular routine labor. So, I mean, they couldn't help it. So it's Pikuach Nefesh. If a Jewish soldier in the Tsarist army refused to do the work that he was told by the superior officer, so he was court-martialed. So that's Pikuach Nefesh. So he was allowed to do whatever he was forced to. It was Pikuach Nefesh. So the Chofetz Chaim, Machti Yisrael, discusses a certain shayla. There are certain things that soldiers in an army, in the Russian army, in the Tsarist army, in any army, I mean that's true, in all armies, even today. So there are certain routine work, there's certain routine work that every soldier must do. But sometimes the superior officer asks for volunteers to do something that is difficult. So he doesn't force. So the question is, he discusses a certain child. Now, in the Tsarist army, so every day in the morning, all the soldiers had to do all kinds of work. That was routine work, they had to do it. And that, of course, they were allowed to do it because it was Pikuach Nefesh. If a certain Jewish soldier in the Tsarist army refused to do the routine work, so then he was court-martialed. And court-martialed means Pikuach Nefesh. But sometimes they ask for volunteers. So he discusses a certain shaila that was common in the Tsarist army. Routine thing, but he didn't force anybody to go marching, let's say 10 miles or 20 miles, because that was too difficult of a thing to do. So for that he asked for volunteers. Now anyone who volunteered to march, let's say Friday night, let's say for a number of hours, and that involved of course going Chuzrit Chum, I mean let's say. So he was exempt from the routine work Shabbos morning. And that was a usual thing. I mean, every Friday night, the superior officer used to ask for volunteers to march. And those who volunteered to march were naturally exempt from all the routine work the next morning. Because that in itself was hard labor to walk, let's say, 20 miles, you see. So the question is, now, but the superior officer did not, the Chofetz Chaim discusses that child. The superior officer did not force anybody to volunteer. He asked for volunteers. Now suppose there is a Jewish soldier who hears the suggestion made by the superior officer. Now, so is he allowed, so he discusses that question. Is he allowed, let's say he's Yirei Hashem, that Jewish soldier in the Tsarist army, is he allowed to volunteer for marching? And that will relieve him of the routine duty the next morning. So the next morning, if he wouldn't volunteer, so the next morning he'll have to cook and he'll have to do everything. All on this morning, the next morning. At night he won't have to do anything, because at night there is no routine. But the next morning, So he would be forced to do all kinds of routine work, all the Lamed Tes Lachis. But if a Jewish soldier were to volunteer to march Friday night, then he will be exempt the next morning from the compulsory work, which involved all the Lamed Tes Lachis. So the Chofetz Chaim Machmir Yisrael discusses this question, whether a soldier is allowed, now he was not forced to volunteer, whether a certain soldier was allowed to volunteer for marching, which involved a relatively mild visa, compared with the lamites loches that he would be forced to do the next morning if he wouldn't volunteer. Let's say, if some soldier wouldn't volunteer, so the next morning he would be forced to cook and to bake and to do all kinds of things. All lamites loches. If a Jewish soldier so would volunteer to march, so then at most he would be there allowed the raise of a late initial cane. But it's not in his chores, it's not in his skill. Now the aloch is that in Pikuach Nefesh there is aloch of a kala kaltri. So if Upro Sheyirichot is the Mishne Yume, Upro Sheyirichot, if a pregnant woman so smelled something and she became very faint and nauseous, and then it's a sakone for her not to eat anything, so then the aloha is that she's allowed to eat in Dwar Masor. But if she can eat something that involves a relatively mild isa, so there is aloha bakala kalkhilo, shouldn't eat something that involves, let's say, a nisachon. Because akala kalkhilo. Now, the question is this. Here, they were not forced, the soldiers were not forced to go march. And if somebody will volunteer to march, so then he'll be relieved of the routine work, which involves lamites loches. Lamites, and marching involves only at most a lav d'raisa of a late Ishmael Kenei, Yudvei's meal. So the Rambam passes that if somebody marches, Yudvei's meal is even a lav d'raisa. But there is no chorus, there is no skill. It's an isakal compared to the lamites loches. Now, so if, let's say, an anos will tell a Jew, now, you either write now on Shabbos, or you march Yudvei's meal. So then, of course, he should prefer to march Yudvei's meal, because that's an isakab. But here, Friday night, they were not forced to do any lamites loches. When were they expected to, when were they destined to be forced to do lamites loches next morning? Friday night, the superior officer in the Tsarist army asked for volunteers to march. So the question is, whether one is allowed to do a Nisa Kal now in order to relieve himself of a Nisa Chomo the next morning. If the superior officer would come to the Jewish soldier and he would say, either you write now on Shabbos, or you march, you praise him. So then, the soldier would have to choose marching with his meal, because I call it out here. But right now, Friday night, he wasn't forced to do anything. When will he be forced to write and to cook and to bake all Amtes Loches the next morning? But by choosing an Issa Kal now, he'll be able to relieve himself of an Issa Chomo tomorrow. So that's the Shai. So the Chofetz Chaim discusses that Machli Yisrael. He discusses the Machli Yisrael. Actually, there is a Machlikes Rishenim. I don't want to go over it, but there is a Machlikes Rishenim on that question, whether a person is allowed to do an Issa Kal now in order to relieve himself of an Issa Chomo tomorrow. Later. So there is a Machlikes Rishenim. Now, so there is the Shita of Tesves in Ksuves. Dalet is that one is not allowed to do a Nisa Kal now in order to relieve himself of a Nisa Chomo tomorrow, because right now he's not forced to do the Nisa Kal. But if you do a Nisa Kal now, So then he will relieve himself of an isachomotomar. For example, if a Jewish soldier in a Tsarist town would volunteer to march chutzlitrum, to walk chutzlitrum, and let's say Yudvei's meal is an isachomotomar, according to the Rambam Shi. Yudvei's meal is what it's relatively cow. Relative to Lamites Lochas, it's an Issachar, it's not an Issachar, it's just a love of Al Yitzin Shmikele. So there seems to be a Machlekes Meshay. In other words, if one is allowed to do an Issachar now in order to avoid an Issachomotomar. Now, here too, if a Jewish soldier in the Tsarist town would volunteer to march Friday night, so he would relieve himself of doing Lamites Meloches the next morning. So on that point there is a Machlekes Lashem. The Chofetz Chaim passes that since there is a Machlekes Lashem, Chofetz Chaim doesn't mention all the Shittas there, but he passes that if he can, that to walk, let's say, less than the Yudvei's meal, but more than Alpay Mamo, which is only in Yisrael Rabbonon, so that he should volunteer. But to do an Yisrael Raiseh, he shouldn't volunteer because there is a Machlekes Hashem. Anyway, there is a Machlekes Hashem between Teisves, Dab Gimul in Ksuves, and in the Sugi of the Litrish Ludei Nishore, and the Ho in the Shem Kobetzes. So according to Teisves, one is, even though there is a lochei b'kach nefesh of a kala kal tchiro, so upro sheiricho, if a pregnant woman became nauseous, became very faint, and then she must eat something, otherwise there will be a sakone, so she's allowed to eat more masorim, but if she has the alternative, if she can choose between eating soup that only has the tam of isa, and eating nevelas itself, that is the Isagomo, so the halacha is that she is not allowed to eat the nevela itself, but only the soup that has the time of the nevela. So that goes without saying, that if a person is forced to do one of two Yisurim, so, and one is relatively homo, one is relatively kal, he has to do the Isakal. Now the question here is not forced, the Jewish soldier is not forced to march. He's not forced to march Yudvei's meal. But if he volunteers to march Yudvei's meal Friday night, he'll relieve himself of being forced to do Lamites Meloches next morning. So the shiny is, so according to Teisves, the Chofetz Chaim doesn't mention that there is a Machlokes Lashem. But according to Teisves, in Suvez Dab Gimel Dab Daled, so since right now no Jewish soldier is forced to cook or to bake or to write, and tomorrow morning he'll be forced, so right now we cannot apply the Aloche of Akala Kalfilo, because no one forces him to march with his meal, to walk through his room. And then the next morning, the superior officer will force him to write, to cook, to bake. So then it will be b'kach nefesh, it will be anonymous. So there is no answer. According to Teisves, according to the Roshite, so since the soldier knows, the Jewish soldier knows, that in order to save his life, he must do, on this Shabbos, one of two averes. Either he'll be able to eat a cow of marching Yudvei's meal Friday night, or he'll cook and bake and write tomorrow. So of course, marching Yudvei's meal is an isakal relative to cooking and baking and writing. So the mele we say akal akal tchilo, and tchil is chal. Tchil is chal on the isar of marching. But it goes without saying that, let's say, even according to the rope, that when a person has the alternative of choosing between doing an isakal now or next morning an isachomo, so tchiye ischal and isakal now because of a kalakal tchilo, but suppose he doesn't volunteer to march and he prefers to go to sleep, and then the next morning the superior officer forces him to bake and cook. So, and then the Jewish soldier will ask Yishayahu, Now, last night I had an opportunity to relieve myself of the Lamedes Melachas by volunteering to march. But I didn't. But right now I have no alternative. I have no choice. So what will be a psak? The psak will certainly be right now in Mikach Nefesh. So even according to the law, that when a person has a choice between Nisa Kal now and Nisa Chomo later on the next morning, so Tchi is Chal and Nisa Kal now, but suppose he doesn't do the Nisa Kal now and he waits till next morning he doesn't have any two alternatives. So of course we are not going to tell him, you let yourself die, you let yourself be shot, be court-martialed, because the next morning there is Mikach Nefesh and he has no other alternative. Anyway, so it seems, so there is a Shittes HaRishayim. There is a Shittes HaRishayim that when a person has the choice between, has two alternates, he has the choice between an Avir HaKalonav, or an Avir HaChmuro tomorrow, so Tchi Yischal and Avir HaKalonav. Now, the Pshat, let's return to the Balamoya Shiva. The Balamoya says that if, let's say, the tank was already bathed in the Chamin Kirma, and the male is ready to be marked, and then as the male is ready to be marked, to start the Mila, so then the water that was prepared for Lachar HaMila, so spills out, so Balamoya says, no. We tell the male, don't be mal. Why? Because if you will be mal, so after the mile, we'll have to boil water for the thing. We'll water the thing. But then it will be Mikach Nefesh. So then it will be Mikach Nefesh. So the usual pshat that is mentioned by Moya is, that Moya holds, we are not allowed to be machnis himself into a situation that will force him to be Michal Shabbos on the score of Mikach Nefesh. Even be mocking mitzvah, but the Balamoya Shita is not like that, because the Balamoya himself explains the price of him, Machlikim Bisvino Poches Mishlisha Yomim, Kedem HaShabbos, the din is dominant with Val Mitzvah is Muta, but only with Val Shus it's Osir. Why? Because he machnis himself, because if one sets out on the sea, on the high seas, before Shabbos, so then on Shabbos he'll certainly have to be Machal Shabbos. So even though it will be Beheter, so with Varo Shus he's not allowed within 3 days of Shabbos to be Machnis himself in such a situation. But with Bar Mitzvah the price says he is allowed. So how can Balamoya say that we are not allowed to be Mal the teenage, even though he was already bathed in the Chamim of Kedem HaMileh? Because we know that after the Mileh he'll have to boil water to bathe him again. But that will be Mikach Nefesh, and true, he's machnis himself into a tree of Mikach Nefesh, but that will be Mokim Mitzvah of Mile, that is itself Mikach Shabbos, and still the Balamoya says, we're not allowed to be Mali. So the Pshat in the Balamoya must be something else. The Balamoya cannot be explained on the basis of an Iser to be machnis himself into a tree of Mikach Nefesh. So it must be explained on the basis of something else. Now, what is the Pshat in Balamoya? Apparently, we have to say that Balamoya agrees with the Shite. That Balamoya agrees with the Shite of the whole. Now, the child that is discussed by the Chofetz Chaim, Imach Yisrael. So there is a machlekes rishayim between Teisves and Ksuves and the Rosh Nekudetzes. So according to the whole, so if let's say a Jewish soldier knows that by volunteering to march with Beis Mil, which is in Issachar Friday night, he'll relieve himself of an Issachom or an Issachor or an Issachile Shabbos morning, so then he's allowed to volunteer. Why is he allowed to volunteer? Because since he knows Friday night, since the Jewish soldier knows on Friday night that in order to save his life, in order to save himself from being court-martialed, so he must do one of two averes. Either do an Issa Kal Friday night, or do an Issa Chomo Shabbos morning, so Tchie and the Issa Kal, and there is Aloche Vakal Akal Tchilo, so Tchie Yischal and the Issa Kal Friday night. Tchie Yischal and the Issa Kal Friday night. Now, here too. Now, it's not that the Balamoya holds that one is not allowed to be machnis himself into a tri of pekach nefesh even makim mitzvah. Because what Amoira says in so many words that siyas mitzvah, so he's allowed to be machnis b'svino even erev Shabbos, immediately before Shabbos, so he's allowed to be machnis himself. But now he knows that if he's mal, the male knows that if he's mal the tinek, so then that he's mal the tinek, then he'll have to be mechal Shabbos. He'll have to be mechal Shabbos. So in order to save the child from sakonis nefoshes, then he must be there on one of two avets, either be mechal Shabbos or be mevatel mitzvah spila. So he'll save the child, he'll spare the child from sakonis nefoshes if he refrains from being mali. So in other words, what is more chamur? Chil Shabbos or failure to be mal the tinig with mali? Of course, chil Shabbos is an avera chmura relative to the avera that is involved in the omission to be mal the tinig with mali. Because Chil Shabbos involves kores and skile, and failure to be mal a tinik is just a bit of it, as I say. That's all. So of course it goes without saying that the beetle of the mile is an avera kala relative to Chil Shabbos, to Asiyas Melach. Now the male knows that in order to save the child from sakonis nefoshes, he must do one of two avets. Either be mevatel mitzvah smilo, bizmano, not being mal the child. That's an avera kala. Either being mevatel the mitzvah smilo now, or being mechal Shabbos half an hour later. So it's like the same problem that the Chofetz Chaim discusses in Machane Yisrael, where the Jewish soldier in the Tzarist army knows that in order to save his life, to save himself from being court-martialed, so he must do one of two things. Either march Yudvei Smil Friday night, which is an avera kala, or bake and cook tomorrow morning, or tomorrow afternoon. So there is a Shiras HaRisheni that says that in view of the fact that there is aloha kala kaltrilo, and in order to save his life, he must do one of two averas, so mele tri is chal and avera kala. So here too, it's analogous to the same shayla that the Chofetz Chaim discusses in Machne Yisrael. So here he knows, the male knows, that in order to save the child from sakone, he must be either one of two avirs, either be mevatel mitzvah smile, which is an avir kalo, so then there won't be any sakone to the child, or be mechal Shabbos an hour later. So it should be told in the machleket between Teisves and the Rov. Now, so we have to say, in order to explain the Balam Boyer, we have to say that Balam Boyer agrees with the Sheik of the Rov. That when one has an alternative of doing an Avera Kala now, or an Avera Chmura tomorrow, later on, so then, Tchi Yischal and Avera Kala now. Not like Teisves. So in the Balamoya agrees with the Sheik of the Rov. So that means that in this case where the Chamim of the Achamilo spilled, where the Chamim of the Achamilo spilled, after the Tinik was bathed in the Chamim of Kedem Amilo, but before the Milo was done, before the male managed to be mounted in a, so in such a case, so he's confronted with two alternatives. Either Bimivatin, the mayor, is confronted with two alternates. Either Bimivatin, Mitzvah Smilo, Bismano, so then he'll spare the child from Sakoni. Or there is another alternative of being Michal Shabbos, of doing a meloche, of boiling water an hour later. So according to the law, according to Teis Vishite in Ksumez Dav Gimel, Lamed Beis, so we would say, since right now the boiling of water doesn't face him, so mele no trie is chal, the sakone doesn't face the tinik right now. So mele no trie is chal on the mitzvah of milk. But according to the law, if we know that as a result that that in order to save the life of a person, we must either do an Aveira right now, or do an Aveira Kale right now, or being forced to do an Aveira Chmura later on, so then Tchiyas Chal and the Aveira Kale right now. Of course, it goes without saying that Bittul Mitzvah Milah Bizmano is Kal, relative to Ma'aseyas Melacha and Shabbos. Ma'aseyas Melacha involves an Issachores and Issachile. And what is Bittul Mitzvah Milah Bizmano? Bittul Mitzvah saying, that's all. So, Melele, according to the Rosh Shite, Tchiyas Chal, since the male knows that that he must, in order to save the life of the child, in order to spare the child from Sakone, he must be able one of two things. Either be the bottom with a smile, or boil water later on. So the male tree is hal and the mitzvah smile right now. So if tree is hal and the mitzvah smile right now, then we can apply the Gemore in Yivomes of the Samachay of Koshris, Yisurim Isakante. What does the Gemore say there? That if a mother had one child that was Meis Machmas Milah, and then he had another child that Meis Machmas Milah, and then there is a third child whose day is on Shabbos. So if the male is Mal, the child, the third child, in view of the fact that it's Sakone, so he's not only a Veranisa of endangering the life of the Tinik, he's a Veranisa of Mloche, of Yom Kippur, and of Shabbos as well. Why? Because since Tchiyas is Chal on the mitzvah of Milah, so the Milah is not a Milah Bizmano, it's a Milah Shalei Bizmano. And Milah Shalei Bizmano is not Yichai Shabbos, not Yichai Yom Kippur. Only Milah Bizmano. What does Milah Bizmano mean? Milah Bizmano doesn't mean 8 day. 8 day is Milah Bizmano. Why? Because the 8 day is a mass. But if Tchiyas is Chal, I'm being Imal right now, so then it's not Bizmano. And if it's not Bizmano, so the Mele is Michal Shabbos. So that's the pshat in the Balamoyer. As to why the Balamoyer says that if the Chami of Lachar Amilo was spilled out after the Tinik was bathed in Chami, and before the male managed to be Mal, so the Chami of Lachar Amilo spilled, so the Balamoyer says, he cannot be Mal. Why can't he be Mal? Because the male, when he tries, if he decides to be Mal, so he's faced with two alternatives. Either he must do one of two Averes. Either the Avere being Mevate, the Mitzvah Smile now, which is an Avere Kalo, or do an Avere Chmuro an hour later. Because he can't leave the child after the Mile and Bay for a long time. So Bittul Mitzvah Smile is an Avere Kalo relative to Meloche and Shabbos. So Mele, according to the Rosh Shite, so, if one of two Averes has to be done, either an Aver Kale now, or an Aver Chmura later on, so Tchiyas Chal and Aver Kale now. So, Mele, that means that the mitzvah of Mele is Nitre. If the mitzvah of Mele is Nitre, so then if he does Mal, so he's not, so then he's either the Yisam Elocha of Shabbos, Yisam Elocha of Yom Kippur as well. That's the reason as to why the Lamoya passed. That's the reason as to why the Lamoya paskens that we cannot be Mal the child. Not because the Lamoya shiti is like the Tashbat, that even b'mokem mitzvah we are not allowed to be machmis oneself in the tree of the Kapnefesh. Then the Lamoya says explicitly to the contrary, that in Matvidim Bisvino of Bochus Mishlesh Yomikin Vashabes, only the Vahar Shuz, but the Vahar Mitzvah is allowed. But because here, he has two alternatives in order to spare the child from the Sakone. So he has two alternatives: either to be Mevatel Mitzvah Smila Bizmano, or to right now, or to be Mechal Shabbos later on. Of course, Mevatel Mitzvah Smila is relatively calm as compared with Meloche and Shabbos. So Memele, the Mitzvah Smila is Nitches. Because of the Aloha of Kalakal Trilo. If the Mitzvah Smila is Nitches, so then we apply the Gemore Daf Samachei in Gomez. That where the Mitzvah Smila is Nitches, and if he is Mal on Shabbos, so then he's in Chal Shabbos too. Because it's not Mila Bizmano. When is it Mila Bizmano? If it's a Mas. But if the Mitzvah Smila is Nitches, so it's not a Mas. So Memele, it's Shaloi Bizmano. So it's not Yechel Shabbos. That's the reason as to why Balamoya says that we're not allowed to be Mal. But in Echaname, the Lamoya Shite is that one is allowed. One is allowed to to be machnis himself into a tree of piklach nefesh be mokim mitzvah. Only mokim Moshe Yisrael. Now, let's see what the Ram mentions in the name of the Rashbo, and that's the Rashbo in Beitze. So he says, first he mentions Miuhech Yikech Mime Lirche Tzkede Mime Vishtapa Hanach Dilacha Mime Vichalgav Yehudik Lameita Yavbinon Titche Mime Kidu Shimime Yom Yitztorech Ahakach Lechalez Asharitz Bimachshir Oy Dilmo Hashtem Miyaz Bidin Niyalun ובוסהוכה פיקוח נפש ושדי חסה שבס והרמבן זל כוסר דישון ממלא שאין מצווה אלו שייטו ואין די חנסה מילה מפני שנסתורך הרקל לתחיס את השבס ובוסהוכה פיקוח נפש ודידוח עלי ולא ימחשיר מילה ומחשיר מילה so that's the Ramban שיטה why? because the Ramban agrees with Teisa שיטה that when true there is a loche of a kalakal tchilo but if there is a choice of doing an Aviro Kalo now and Aviro Chmuro will be tomorrow, so mele, it's not an Ian of a Kala Kal Tchilo, according to the Ramban. You see. In other words, so the Ramban agrees with Teisves, not with the Rambam, you see. Not with the Shibzor. Alright. Now then he says, Veili Kindas or Azaza, the Baramoya, Shehuzalona, די חולייך די שטאַפּך מי מיט וואס אַ מילע מי קאַמע מילע טיט קומען ווי גיי דאס אַפש נאָ ווי אקספליין דער באַל נויע יאר נאָט אַן די בייסיס פון די פּרמיס דאָט איז אויס האָט טו בי מאכט איז וואן זעלב אין די טרי אויף די קאַכנפש אין די מאכניט ביקאָז דער באַל נויע זאגט אקספליציטלי טו די קאַנטרי דאָט די מאכניט ווען יאר אַלאוד טו בי מאכט מיט סווינו let's say to go to out to soil you are allowed to be mafid with svino even erev Shabbos because it's the sea shall meet me and even if he knows that on the sea he'll have to be mechal Shabbos so but the reason is why Balamoya says that we're not allowed to be mal the tinaik is because the Balamoya agrees with the shite of the ro in Ksubes that where there is a choice between doing an avere kala now or an avere chmuro tomorrow so tri is chal an avere kala now avere kala now that's the pshat ni vamo oh but then the Ram mentions the Rashbo shite and the Rashbo agrees with the vamo v'chein das Rashbo zahal והיא וראיה ונקנן בפרק כמה דיבייצה בסיר הלאים אם לא איש חייתה לו אם כן הוא ילדק הנוץ מבידיהם ובשם הם עתירים ושופים שאם שוחד שיחפיר בדקר ויחסה that's the first Mishnah בייצה so the Mishnah says there is a machlekes between Bishamai and Bisilel and this is one of the Mishnahs who are Bisilel ad Machmirim and Bishamai ad Makirim most of the time so Bishamai ad Machmirim and Bisilel ad Makirim But this is mentioned in the Mishnayos and Etiyos among the Mishnayos where Bisil Ad Machmirim and Bishamai Ad Makir. So now Shchite is Muter on Yom Tov because it's Echol Nefesh. Now, when someone Shechtze Chayo or Shechtze Meiliv, so the Aloch is he has to be Mechase Lidah. That's the same as I say the Reis. Now, on Yom Tov, so you're allowed to Shech because that's Echol Nefesh. But to dig a bear in order to obtain offer, that's not Yechon Evesh. So the fulfillment of the mitzvah's kisu is not Deichayonte. It's not Deichayonte. Only the loche involved in the shchite is Deichayonte. Is muter. It's not a question of tchiyah, it's utro. But the loche involved in digging in order to obtain offer, in order to be kind the mitzvah of kisu adam, for an off or for a chayo, that's not the chlevesh. So, now, suppose you have offer to chuach. Suppose you have offer to chuach. So if you have offer to chuach, so then it doesn't involve any nisa v'raise. But an nisa v'rabono, it involves, because it's a mikalkel, so it doesn't involve an nisa v'raise. because it's mikalkel, but the nitzav rabbonon involves. So Bishamai say that one is allowed to share enough for Ichayo, he's allowed to share tanyontev as long as he has of a techuach. And there is a deca notes with the game, there is a metic that is stuck in the sand since Ervion. So then, according to Bishamai, he's allowed to share. And after he shared, he'll just fill up the shovel with the offer to Ruach. And it does not involve any real Mukzeh, because since Hidekar is knows in Bidyein, so it's Mukhim Tzahas, even though it's not Mukhim Tomuk, but it's Mukhim Tzahas, so mainly it's Mutah. But that's according to Bishamai. So according to Bishamai, he's allowed Lechatchile to share the offer in Chayo, even though he knows that after he shares, in order to be Mikayim the Mitzvah, of Kisa Adam, you'll have to fill up the shovel, the deck of notes, with Ofo, and to cover the dam of the Ofo, or the Chayim. Bisil say no. In view of the fact, that after he shechts, you'll have to cover it with Ofo, true, it will not involve an Issa Deraise, because it's Ofo Tukuach, but an Issa Derabonon, it will involve, because it's not Buchen Gomo, so an Issa de Rabbonon, it will involve, and it will involve two Issa de Rabbonon. First of all, he makes a gume, even though it's Mikalkel, but Mikalkel doesn't have Rabbonon, and then it's still to Mukze, because it's, even though it's a decanot in Bidyeim, so it's still not Buchen Gomo, it's only Buchen Tzas, so Mil, according to Bisilel, he's not allowed to shecht. So the Mishnah says, Vishovi, Vishavim leimrim yishchit obkim dekanoz migay, Vishavim matirim, Vishovim shim shochat, shiachbe bedeka v'yachase, v'yimise shemol, מפני שבשעס מילה אין כאן תחייס מכשיר ורק אם בגלל זה משהו שבנכה הוכנה ממישכי מתניסים חסיונתם ולאחר מכאן מי משמיצס כיסו שדאיכה so בסיר העמדה that even though it's also to share but if he did share so then he's allowed to be able and that is the rabbonon of making igumo because of the mitzvah of kiso. So according to the Ramban Shite, that if the chami of Lachar Amile was spilled after the Tinikos bathed in the chami Mekirim Amile, so the Ramban says we proceed with the Mile, and then it will be Pikach Nevesh. So over there too, so Bisil should say that he should be allowed to share, because once he shares, so then he is allowed to be even the Israel Rabbonon in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Kisu. So, and still, Bisil will say that he's not allowed to chatchil to shech. Why? Because it's also for one to be machmis himself into a tree of pikach nefesh. So, that's the raya that the Rashbo mentions to the shite of the Balamoya. The Balamoya doesn't mention that raya. Even though the Ran says, but the Vehi Raya refers to the Rashbo, not the Balamoya. But the Rashbo agrees with the Shite of the Balamoya. But the Balamoya doesn't mention this Raya. Now, from the Rashbo it appears definitely that why does the Rashbo ask to be mal the Tinik if the Chamim of Lachar Amile was spilled after the Tinik was bathed in the Chamim of Kinim Amile? Because it's also hard to be machmis oneself into a tree, whether it's a tree of pikach nefesh or it's a tree because the mitzvah kisu is the yichad nisa the rabbonon of making igume of tilvu mukze. So in other words, it's also hard to be machmis oneself lechatchila into a tree of isur. So that's the raya that the Rashbo mentions to the shita of the Balamoya, but the Balamoya doesn't mention that raya. So in Meile we see that according to the Rashbo, why does the Rashbo agree with the Shita of the Balamoya that if the Chamim of Lachar Amile was Mishtapach Kedem the Mile, and the Tinik was already bathed in the Hamim of Kedem Amile, so the Balamoya says that we're not allowed to be Mal, because if he's Mal, he'll be forced to be Mechal Shabbos. So according to Hashboy agrees with the Balamoya, and on what basis does he agree with the Balamoya? Because according to the Hashboy mentions a Hayek from the Mishnah in Beit Zed Abeit, that it's also for one to be Machdis himself into a tree of Isur. So just as it is also for one to be machnis himself into a tree of Isuri, of the mitzvah skisu being deche, the Yisrael Rabbonon of making a gume, so it is also for oneself to be machnis himself into a tree of pikach nefesh as well. So according to the Rashbo, the reason is why we say that if the Chamim was nishtapich, so we are not allowed to be mal the child, is because we are not allowed to be machnis oneself. One is not allowed to be machnis himself into a tree of pikach nefesh. But we said another pshat in the Balamoya. The answer is the Balamoya does not mention this raya. The Balamoya does not mention this raya. And the Balamoya in Chaname, the Balamoya will say that the mokim mitzvah chiyuvis. So then it's muta to be machnis himself into a tree of pikach nefesh. And the reason is why we still say, lo yishrei, elin kin hoyoi, dekanot mibidei, but if he doesn't have it, dekanot mibidei, even though it's of a techuach, and it doesn't involve in melochet raise, so it's still also to share, because he'll be forced, in order to be mikayim the mitzvah of kisadam, he'll be forced to dig up the offer to Chuach, and they'll be making the gume. So we'll be, there'll be a mukze, an isra of mukze. So b'meile, it's also himself to be machnis himself into a situation of being deiche, and isra rabbonon. So over there, Bisil said that it's also because there is no mitzvah chiyuvis of shechting. Is one mechuyev to shech a chayor and off a yomte? Of course, it will involve Simchas Yomtev. But it's not the Mitzvah Chiyuvis. He can be Mikayim Simchas Yomtev, the Mitzvah Chiyuvis of Simchas Yomtev, without eating the Bosor of that Chayo of that all. There will be a Fushe Simcho. But, so it's only Mitzvah Chiyuvis. But there is no Mitzvah Chiyuvis facing him. So that's why it's also have to be Machnis himself into a Trie of Isur. Mashein Kei. In Bimoki Mile, where there is a mitzvah, the raise, mitzvah chiyuvi is the raise of being bald a teenage, so then it's muta to be machnis himself into a tree. And the Rashbo, so even though the Rashbo agrees with the Balamoya, but for different time, the Rashbo, since the Rashbo mentions the Rai, from Bisil Leimri, Lo Yishrei, Telem Kiyo, Tekan Oots, Mibidiyein, so it's a Raya that the Rashbo agrees with the Sheet of the Tashbats, that even in face of a Mitzvah Chiyuvis, it's also to be machnis oneself into a tree of Pekach Nefesh. That's the Sheet of the Tashbats. And the Tashbats says that Mila Shoi Gizmano, you cannot take place on Thursday or on Friday, because on Shabbos you'll be forced to be Mechal Shabbos because of Pekach Nefesh. Even though Mila Shoi Gizmano is also a Mitzvah Chiyuvis. That's the shite of the Tashbat. So the Rashbo agrees with the Psak of the Ramor, of the Balamoyer, because of the Tashbat shite. But the Balamoyer himself, he says that you're not allowed to be mal, not because he agrees with the Tashbat shite. The Balamoyer definitely is chilik on the Tashbat, because the Balamoyer says, "A matlig b'svino pochet u'peshiyomi kine ha-shabes l'var shus," because he is machnis himself into a tree of pikach nefesh, but we mokim mitzvah, the Braise says, it's muter. So the Balamoyer explicitly says that it's muter to be machnis himself in a tree of pikach nefesh. In a tree of pikach nefesh, b'mokim mitzvah. So, but why do Bisham, Bisil say, lo yishchit al mikilo, yidekan akulotz midyei, and even though if he doshech, so then he's allowed to be able to be rabbon of making a gumo, and of using, and being mitaltil the offer, that is not completely mucham. But lechatchila to be machnis yourself into such a situation, it's also, because over there is no mitzvah chiyuvis, there is no mitzvah chiyuvis of simche, that he should eat another psachai or another psaro. He can be mekayim with sumachto, bichayecho, without chechting the chayu odor. So there is no mitzvah chiyuvis. Masherim kei, imachlid bismino, let's say, Nisias mitzvah, there is a mitzvah chiyuvis, so there is allowed to be machnes himself to etchiye. And the reason is why Rabbeinu says that the hamim of la'achar hamileh was nishtapeich, before the tinek was nimeil, and after the tinek was bathed in the hamim of kinim hamileh. So it's also the mimal, is not because it's also to be machnes himself into etchiye of pikuach nefesh, bimokim mitzvah. The Rabbeinu shite is that it's mutter to be machnes himself into etchiye of pikuach nefesh, bimokim mitzvah. But because the Balamoyer agrees with the Shita of the Raw in the Shemukubetsis in Ksumets, that when one has two alternatives, either of doing an Avera Kala now, or of doing an Avera Chmura later on, so Tchia is Chal and Avera Kala now. So Mele the Mitzvah Smile is an Avera Kala relative to the Yisam Loch of Shabbos. So Mele the Mitzvah Smile is Nitre. If the Mitzvah Smile is Nitre, so the Gemara Daf Samachay in Rome says that then it's not Avera Shabbos, because then it becomes like Mele Shalei Bezman. Alright, that is.